This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man, so many. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Hello, America. Welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432 is the number here. I am live from CPAC. The most bizarre deal. They basically kicked everybody out. The Secret Service had to do a big sweep, and then they've just now let people back in. And I am joined now by Matt Boyle from Breitbart. Matt, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well, Ed. How are you?
Good, good. It's good to see you. You know, Matt was supposed to be on the last hour, but things happened.
I know. We couldn't get through the Secret Service sweep, and so we had to wait outside for a little bit while they did their job. But you know what? It's worth it because at least our vice president and our president and their families are being protected by the best law enforcement agents in the world.
There you go. Yeah. There you go.
Worth it. Worth the wait.
Yeah, worth the wait. So you know, I've been contemplating this, Matt, since I got here, and my question to you is, and I'm going to pose this to everybody: what does it mean now to be conservative? Because here we are at the Conservative Political Action Conference, and I would argue that the definition, and you and I have talked about this many times, the definition of conservatism, what does it mean now? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, because, look,
that's a really good question.
Yeah,
I don't know the answer
really
to it right now. I really don't. I don't know the answer. Is it Trumpism? Is it your more traditional conservative wing, like a Ted Cruz or something like that? Or is it your more establishment-y wing, like a Paul Ryan? And the way I kind of describe it to people is that there's three rails inside the Republican Party. There's your Paul Ryan, hardcore political establishment wing, people that are of, by, and for the political class in Washington. Then there's Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, these types of guys who are more traditional conservatives. And then there's Trump, a third rail of political populism, which kind of mixes a little bit of both of those two things, and then maybe even brings in some stuff from the other side, some good ideas that people will admit the Democrats might have, whether it be like an infrastructure plan or something like that. And I don't know if we know the answer yet, and that's a good thing. We're having a debate about that here, and that's fantastic. There's freedom of speech here at CPAC.
I couldn't agree with you more. And so that kind of is the question. That's kind of what I've been thinking about the last couple days. It's like, you know, what does it mean to be a conservative? Because, like you say, Donald Trump, and I remember, and again, we talked about this. I remember during the election cycle, during the primary, I remember, for instance, somebody like Ted Cruz would say, "Well, Donald Trump's not a conservative. I'm the most conservative candidate here." And I remember saying, and I think you and I talked about this, I remember saying to myself, "Okay, well, that's not going to matter. It's not about being the most conservative guy, because clearly the voters rejected whatever it is that whatever conservatism you are selling, the voters rejected. And the base of the Republican Party, frankly, hates the Republican Party."
Yeah, look, I think in previous decades, you've seen Republicans, and even in previous elections before 2016, whether it be 2012 or 2008, 2004, 2000, even, you know, all the way back for years and years and years, you've had this interesting coalition that Republicans have put together and a standard party line of positions on issues. I think that they were wrong on a lot of things. I think that Trump exposed the fact that Republicans were wrong on a number of things, and it's why he won the Republican primary, and it's why he won the general election, and it's why people trusted him. Look, he was willing to call out the Bushes on the war on terror. He was willing to call out Republicans, like standard line Republicans, when it comes to things like trade or infrastructure, things like that. What's not conservative about wanting our country to be better than other countries? When it comes to our economy, when it comes to jobs for American workers, job prospects, wages, etc., when it comes to building up our country, why should we let China or Japan or Europe beat us when it comes to these things? We shouldn't. I don't know what's not conservative about that, right? Like, and I think that is conservatism, is supporting America first. And so what Trump really did was he has aimed to redefine conservatism, and that debate's playing out right here, right after the election here at CPAC.
Correct. And I remember last year at CPAC, for instance, there was this struggle between, remember, it was like the Ted Cruz wing at the time, and the Donald Trump forces that were here, and even then I remember thinking, well, that's not conservative. Like, look, some of the Republican orthodoxes, Trump's destroyed. Like, I would argue, and again, I've said this many times, and you and I have talked about this, you know, Paul Ryan is probably closer to Hillary Clinton in a lot of the things that he's talked about in the past, with in terms of open borders, in terms of these trade deals, in terms of nation building, and again, that's kind of
the
struggle.
We're gonna have to watch them on healthcare too.
Correct.
Until you see what Ryan comes out with when it comes to healthcare. Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. So I would argue too that the same thing is happening with the Democrat Party, because you've got neoliberals as well as neoconservatives, and again, it's almost as if the neoliberals and the neoconservatives have found common ground. You know?
Yeah, so you've got the two establishments of the two parties. There's the Republican establishment and the Democrat establishment, and this has been this way for years. The Bushes, the Clintons, the Bushes again, and then the Obamas, and then we were going to have the Clintons again if it wasn't for Donald Trump standing in the way of that and beating her in a landslide electoral victory. And I don't care what anyone says, it was a landslide, 306 electoral votes. I don't care what the popular vote is, because it doesn't matter in American presidential elections. The Trump won in a landslide in the Electoral College, which is the only thing that matters. But again, what you saw for years and years and years was these two establishments of the two political parties get together to protect themselves and keep everybody else out. Trump exploded that and blew it to smithereens.
Correct.
And so now we have a complete shakeup in the way things work. He brought in some ideas from the left that work.
Sure.
But again, look at Trump and Bernie Sanders are very close when it comes to trade deals.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit. Trump's a little bit better at renegotiating them after the fact. But he supports fair trade. Bernie, maybe no trade. But if you look at the infrastructure plan, is something the Democrats will support. I mean, we've heard Congressional Black Caucusmen. I remember I was watching TV the other night, and so Elijah Cummings from Baltimore was on television. He said he supports the president when it comes to the $1 trillion infrastructure plan. I would argue that that is a conservative idea, is an infrastructure plan, because it's making sure that America is better than the rest of the world. What Trump did was he blew up these orthodoxies by challenging them and questioning. Whenever he would take a position on an issue, he would question, why am I doing this? He would explain why he's doing it, and you'd see him go through that in a speech or in an interview or something like that. And he wouldn't just take positions because this is the way it always was. He thought things through logically. And how refreshing is that, that we actually have clear thinking for once in politics out of somebody? There's still a lot of people in politics, though, whether it be Ryan or McConnell or any of these characters in Washington on Capitol Hill or on the other side of the aisle in Pelosi or Schumer, who just take their certain position because that's what the party line says to do. But now we have finally proven that fresh thinking and clear thinking can win elections, and it did.
Yeah, yeah, and because he also took his message directly to the voters, and was able to, and from the very beginning, he was able to speak to his base, to the Republican base that none of the other 16 people on that debate stage were able to to resonate, really.
Yeah, he took, in the primaries and again in the general election, he took his message around the very fake news outlets like CNN and the media and right to the American voters.
All right, we're going to go to a little break, but when we come back, we're going to follow this conversation. We'll be right back. Thank you.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Welcome to the Edward Woodson Show.
You need cooling, baby. I'm not cooling. I'm gonna send you back to cooling. Way down inside, honey.
Wow. Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. We are joined now by Matt Boyle. I just told somebody in the break, I'm talking to myself here. I always enjoy having Matt on the show. But Matt, well, you and I were talking about what it means now to be conservative. And that's the big question here as we're at CPAC, because clearly we have a president that's not a conservative or a traditional conservative. And you were talking about Republican orthodoxy. And I agree. He kind of like destroyed it and smashed it. And so it leaves us with the question of what does it mean to be conservative?
Well, I mean, he's not what you would call like a Ted Cruz type traditional conservative.
Clearly,
but I think that he is a conservative. I think that he just there's a few things that he kind of differs from. You know, your traditional Republican Party line. In fact, there was, I believe it was Stephen Moore, who was the former Wall Street Journal guy who works at the Heritage Foundation, a big Reagan guy, who walked into the House of Representatives in November after the election when Trump won in a landslide. He said, this is no longer the party of Reagan. This is now the party of Trump. And that's kind of what's happened here, is that with this rethinking and a new focus on these core issues, like trade, like infrastructure, like immigration, like national security, like crime, and so on and so forth, along with the mixed in stuff like the economic populism, and nationalism. What you have is almost a rethinking of the conservative movement that's designed to appeal to a broader group of people. And actually, that's kind of got a baked-in pragmatism underneath it that focuses in on, again, solving people's problems and getting... we're never going to end up with a point where there's no government. That just doesn't make sense. But you want to get the government out of the people's way as much as possible to unleash... the American ingenuity across the country. And I think that the Trumpism, if you will, which is essentially the new generation of conservatism, will do that.
Yeah, and in a sense, the term conservative almost was kind of hijacked by the establishment figures that you mentioned.
And a good example of that, of the hijacking, was when they tried to force the amnesty bill down our throats in 2013. They tried to have Marco Rubio go out there and tell us that the bill Chuck Schumer's lawyers wrote was conservative. But go ahead.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And it's true, because... I remember when that happened. I remember that happened. Because what they were trying to do was they were going to try to slide it in. Because remember, at that time, Marco Rubio was supposed to be the future of the Republican Party. He was the savior, remember? And first thing he did when he went to Washington was a Gang of Eight. And I remember specifically when that happened. I remember talking to, as a matter of fact, I was talking to AJ, our friend AJ, about this. And I said, he's done. And he's like, oh, no, what are you talking about? What do you mean he's done? I'm like, he's done. I go, he's done to me, he's done. And you saw that was the first kind of cracks, right, where you were like, okay, something's up here, because the voters clearly rejected that brand of conservatism.
I wouldn't call that conservatism.
Right, I agree. Exactly,
right?
Exactly.
So, but they lied to us, and they tried to tell us it was conservatism.
Correct.
So, and as a result of these globalists throughout the Republican establishment repeatedly telling us that what their brand of globalism, that again is not going to solve people's problems, repeatedly trying to tell us that it's conservatism. Over and over and over again, and that was a lie. What that did was it forced us over the past several years to rethink things, and it kind of opened the door to a new way of thinking, and that's how we are where we are today. In March of 2007, are we in March yet? We're still in February. I think we're in February.
We're almost in March.
We're almost in March. Sorry, the time is flying. But the in the new administration, but that's where we are now in CPAC 2017 here in February, where we have a President Trump and a new way of looking at things for the conservative movement.
And it also, you touched upon this, it's also part of this populist, nationalist movement that really is happening all over the world. And I would argue, and I'm sure you agree with me on this, that it's really a globalism versus the nation state. And so this nationalism movement that you're seeing all over the world, frankly, is an is a result of, I think, this new, and I don't know, and I don't even know if you can call it conservative, but again, because we're here at the at CPAC, that's kind of why I'm, you know, bringing this up.
I think the nationalist populist defense of the nation state, of that worldview, again, that's fighting for American workers and for our very sovereignty, is conservatism.
I agree.
And so I agree. The idea that supporting amnesty or globalist trade deals like the Trans-Pacific Partnership, they used to tell us over and over again that NAFTA and TPP and these kinds of deals were free trade is conservative. No, it isn't.
No.
No. Selling people's jobs to Mexico and elsewhere around the world is not conservative.
Correct.
That is not conservative. That is globalist pigs in control trying to force their agenda through to try to again increase their bottom line, and they don't care about the effects of anybody out there. They just want their lobbyists to ram their certain policies through. It's not fair, and it's not right, and it's not just. And thank God somebody finally stood up to them and fought back against them, and is fighting back against them in the White House right now.
I couldn't agree with you more. And in fact, that's why he won. He won because he rejected that view, and the voters agreed, and they rejected it as well. And if you think about it, you know, for instance, when you look at the repeal and replace movement now, you know, what are the Republicans doing now with that, with the opportunity now? What are they doing?
Nothing. Where is the had 7 years to prepare to repeal and replace Obamacare. Where is the bill? Where is the plan? Come on, Paul.
Right.
Come on, Paul Ryan. Where is your bill? Where is your plan? What is going on with you? You've had 7 years to do this. And by the way, Paul Ryan was in Congress in leadership or close to it in all seven of those years. And he has no plan.
But he did you see him horseback riding, though?
Yeah, he was horseback riding. Yeah. Yeah, wonderful. Fantastic use of a car.
I was wondering why he didn't take his shirt off.
To be fair, at least he went to the border, so we can see the mess that he created with his globalist open borders policy.
That's true. But no, you're absolutely right. I mean, so I think that in this conference, look, these people here at this conference are very young. I think so. I think you're seeing, you know, what do they call them? Generation Z now. They are the most, one of the most.
Yeah, what we say about the millennials now? They're Generation Z. I'm X or Y or something.
No, you're X.
I'm X. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're X.
So.
You're X.
But that's what we call them now. The ones born.
No,
after the 90s.
Z. Yeah, Z is teens to like 16 to like early 20s. That's Generation Z.
Generation Z. Okay.
Z, which they're saying is the most conservative generation in a long time.
Which is a good thing.
We'll see. All right. Matt Boyle, thanks for coming on the show. I appreciate it, my man.
All right. Anytime.
All right, buddy. We'll be right back.
The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel-toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clicksafety.grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extracts. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show, 877-317-6432. I am live here at CPAC, and I am joined now by Jay Homnick. He wrote a piece recently. He's a deputy editor for the American Spectator and just wrote an op-ed piece for the Independent Journal Review talking about the Trump administration and how basically they're going to do their jobs now. They're just going to enforce the law. What a crazy concept. Jay, thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, Edward, it's a pleasure. And we're compadres from Miami, so we'd rather be at the beach, but if we have to be somewhere else, might as well be here.
We might as well be here, yes, absolutely. But the point in your piece was, I'm going to let you explain it.
Well, the phrase that I coined is that the law enforcement in the United States has been turned every which way but loose. They always have to look up to see what are we enforcing today, what are we not enforcing today. That's not a healthy situation. People get into law enforcement out of an idealistic sense. They believe in the law. They despise breaking the law. And they want to be able to get out there and do their jobs. And one administration after another, Democrat, Republican, they just say, enforce this one, don't enforce that one. Eventually people break down. They lose their spirit. They lose their will. Trump says, you know what? I like people to work for me. I delegate. I trust you. Like I trust the citizenry. I trust my employees. Do a good job. Get out there. And don't worry about it. I'll back you up.
Yeah, and you know, for far too long, because I saw a news report the other day, and it highlighted, it had one of the, I guess this woman was an illegal, and she said she, like, feared every day that she was going to get caught. And I thought to myself, well, that's what happens when you break the law. It would be no different if I was, let's say, on the run from the law. I know that, hey, maybe someday the jig is up, I'm going to be caught, and, you know, that's what happens when you break the law. And so the fact, and I used to say this all the time, you know, you hear, everybody always says, oh, we need comprehensive immigration reform. No, we don't. Well, no, we don't. We just need to enforce the existing laws that are on the books. And so now the Trump administration is saying, okay, we're going to enforce the existing laws. And if you break the law, you have to know that, you know, I might get caught. And that's just human nature. That's just the way it is. And so for all these people that relied on the fact that the Obama administration did not enforce the law, well, that's over now. I mean, if you relied on that, that's your problem, right?
Yeah, you're not a sacrificial lamb. You've been on the lamb.
Exactly, exactly. You've been on the lamb. And if you're going to be on the lamb, you got to know, like, again, you know, you got to know that someday somebody could be knocking on your door, because in the back of your mind, you're like, okay, I broke the law, and this is a consequence of breaking the law. I might actually get caught someday.
Absolutely.
Crazy.
And when you think about it, it's just so unsafe for a society to have people that exist in the shadows. It's just as unsafe for them as it is for us. We have people out there who may be bad guys, maybe not, but we don't know who they are. And they have no protections either, because they find there was a girl in Northern California, they found her dead. They didn't know who she was.
Right.
They buried her in Potter's Field. Through some miracle, eventually they solved the case. But there's others that go unsolved. So it's just not healthy. There's a purpose to borders. There's a purpose to laws. And the people who go into law enforcement, those are good people. They go into it because they want to hold our society together. Why should we handcuff them?
Exactly. And you know, I got to believe that the last 8 years have probably been very, very frustrating for law enforcement, and for especially for the people that that are enforcing the laws on the borders. So, you know, and I also have to probably believe that now they're very happy.
Well, think about it. The Border Patrol Union, the group of agents, came out for Trump. Think what an incredible risk they were taking.
Sure.
How desperate do you have to be to take that kind of risk? Because Hillary was predicted to win. She'd come and crunch them.
That's a good point, yeah. You know, you're right. You're right. That's a great point. And I didn't really think about it at the time, but now that you mention it, that is a great point, because at the time, there must have been such a level of frustration amongst the people that worked in that, you know, we'll probably never even know the level of frustration that was going on with that, internally, within that.
Hey, I want to tell you something about even corruption, you know, people who take bribes and stuff like this. Some people are rotten apples, but there are people who start out sincere. And they just see that if they're not going to let me do my job, you know what, the hell with it. And so it breaks them down in the spirit, and sometimes their moral fabric gives way to that. It's just not a healthy system. I'll tell you, one of the most emotional days of my life was I happened to be right outside Madison Square Garden when they were swearing in the new NYPD recruits. And I was not even in attendance, but I had my car parked in the garage right next door, and all these families came flooding out. And I saw the dedication of these young recruits and how proud the families were. I just started crying. I was standing in the street and crying because I felt all this raw idealism and emotion, and it was so genuine, and I'm thinking, this is going to go to waste because we're not using it properly. Why not let these people do their job?
Yeah, that's a great that's a great point. And I'm sure that for years these people were frustrated because they were handcuffed. They couldn't, you know, they just couldn't enforce the law. And I think that, you know, we have that same phenomenon going on because you mentioned about you know, the law enforcement, the morale. Okay, you know, we've got reports out that that in a lot of cities, for instance, that cops aren't necessarily going the extra mile because they're frustrated, and you're right, and it breaks down everything. And the reason why people come to this country from other places, and the reason they even break the law to come here, and this is the irony, is because they want the rule of law. Because where they come from, there is no rule of
absolutely,
law.
Absolutely, absolutely. There was Mrs. Youngrice, she's a famous speaker. She just passed away a few months ago, and she's a Holocaust survivor. She filled up Madison Square Garden, very charismatic speaker. She gave the invocation at one of the Republican conventions, and she said, you know, she was in a school and she's telling the kids about how they got rounded up for the Holocaust. And the kid raised their hand and said, "Why couldn't you call the police?" And she said, "I couldn't bring myself to tell the kid the police were not on our side. The police were helping the bad guys."
Right. And
so,
and that's
so
what was happening.
Intrinsic to the structure of a healthy society. You have to trust the police. They want to do the right thing. And you have to let them do their job.
You're right. And we've unfortunately been, throughout the last 8 years, living in a bizarro world.
Well, here's my soundbite. Every red state has to be a blue state. You have to respect law enforcement.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. I like that. Yeah. Well, hopefully now that's going to happen with the new administration. I'm sure there's just a huge increase in morale amongst especially the people that you know, work on the border for enforcement protection. Jay Homnick, the deputy editor of the American Spectator, thank you for coming on the show. I really appreciate it, and I'm sure I'm going to have you back soon.
Pleasure, Edward, anytime.
All right, my man, thanks.
Don't forget the date at the beach.
All right. Yeah, I haven't gone to the beach in a long time. You know how that works.
Yeah, people who live in Miami never get
to never go to the beach. All right. Hey, thanks for coming on the show. Bye.
Here you go.
Edward Woodson Show.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern, waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents. And special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body's not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here if you want to join us for the discussion. I'm live here at CPAC. I am joined now by Myra Adams. She's a conservative pundit, writer for the National Review, for WorldNet Daily, The Blaze, BizPAC Review. I could go on and on and on. Myra Adams, how are you? Thanks for joining the show today.
Thank you for having me, Ed.
You know, I've been wondering. You and I have been friends for a while, and I've given you a hard time throughout this election process because, of course, I told you about 2 years ago that Trump is going to win, and you kept telling me, no, there's no way he's going to win. He doesn't have the numbers. The polls are all wrong. Hillary, blah 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 blah. Anyway, so here's the deal. What does it mean now? Because I've been asking all my guests that have been coming on the show, and it's a question that we should ponder because we're clearly at the CPAC. What exactly does it mean now to be conservative? And that's my question that I'm wondering, and I've been thinking about this, and it's something that we should ponder because we now have a president that is clearly not a traditional conservative, and I would also argue he's not even a Republican. What say you?
Well, I think you should be happy that you realize that that is a question that needs to be pondered and answered, because I think if you asked of the thousands of people that are at the CPAC conference, if you asked everyone, you would get a different answer.
Right.
Because I do not believe there is, these days, a strict definition of what it means to be a conservative.
Right.
Was there ever one answer? I don't know. I mean, traditionally, conservatives stood for limited government, lower taxes, less regulation, strong defense, strong military, individual responsibility. That is what conservatives traditionally have always stood for. But the definition these days is a little bit murky in light of the fact that Donald Trump is not a traditional conservative, or even a conservative, really, when you look at what he has stood for in the past throughout his career.
Clearly, and that's exactly my point. And because I remember during the campaign, for instance, I remember when Ted Cruz used to say, "Well, I am the most conservative," and then it was almost kind of like everybody was going, "King is más macho. I am the most conservative," and I kept saying throughout the process, "I'm like, guess what, guys? That's not what this is about. Nobody cares about how conservative you are. That's meaningless now, because Trump destroyed that. And in fact, if you look at, let's look at, for instance, Trump's position in terms of health care. He wants to keep, for instance, you know, the pre-existing condition part of it. He's talked about keeping children on their parents until they're 26. That is clearly not a conservative, traditional stance. Let's look at, for instance, trade deals and his stance on trade deals or foreign policy, NATO. I would argue that it's good that Trump is a pragmatist and he's looking at things differently than maybe traditional conservatives in the past have looked at it, which I think is a good thing. And obviously, oh, what's going on here?
I don't know.
Oh, you know, that's a guy with the sweater.
Oh, the sweater guy.
The sweater guy. What's his name? The red sweater guy.
Oh, my goodness.
Red sweater guy.
He got 15 minutes of fame, which I think now
he's stretching it out.
To see.
And look, he's wearing the red sweater. He's wearing a red sweater.
That's how everyone recognized him. Otherwise, nobody would have known.
Okay. We're just
the waters parted.
We're just upended. I thought it was. I didn't know what the hell that was.
I thought maybe his pants were arriving early.
I did too. So yeah. So like, you know, and look, I've had these conversations with you as well. You and I have sparred back and forth about this. But really, it bears repeating. Is like, what exactly does it mean? Because you're right. If you talk to everybody here, people would come up with different, you know, of definitions of what it means to be a conservative.
Well, let's think outside the box for a minute. Why does it matter?
Yeah.
Why does it matter? If nobody really knows what it means to be a conservative, you get 20 different answers from 20 different people, then let's just forget the labels. And I think that's what Trump as president, the fact he is president, means that there are no more labels. Trump is a Republican president. But is he really a traditional Republican?
I would argue that he's not a Republican. I would argue that he's our first independent president.
Some people think he hijacked the Republican Party. I mean, that was a widely held view.
Which is, I think it's a good thing. I think that's a positive thing, because the one thing that, I think we can agree on is the base of the Republican Party hates the Republican Party. I mean, you know, and look, and you've had this going on for, you know, decades, really, you know, since you know, Goldwater, Reagan, you know, the Rockefeller Republicans, the Country Club Republicans, Nixon, all that. This has been going on a long time. But Trump was able to tap into something and resonate with the base that no one else has been able to do. And he effectively destroyed the Bush dynasty, the Clinton dynasty, and the Obama coalition.
Destroyed the Obama legacy.
Yeah, in one fell swoop.
Yes, he was a giant slayer. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
And he's going to come back here tomorrow as a conquering hero. Last year he bowed out at the last minute because there was supposedly going to be a walkout of as many of 1,000 people, but that was, I think, a little far-fetched. But there was supposedly going to be a walkout, and Trump didn't like that. He didn't like the parameters that were set, that he was going to appear on stage and apparently wasn't going to be given enough time. And there were all these different things swirling around why Trump bowed out at the last minute. But he did. Now he's coming back as a conquering king. There's no doubt about it. He won. His party won. Republicans rule the roost. So back to your question about conservatism. I don't really think it matters what the heck conservatism is. Let's think about what it really boils down to. What do voters really care about? What do Americans really care about? They care about economics. They care about job security. They care about safety. They care about education for their kids. They care about, are we going to be attacked? Are we going to prosper as a nation? Are my kids going to have a better future than I had? That's what people really care about. And I don't think they care about what umbrella it's going to fall under, what those thoughts fall under. Does that mean you're a Democrat if you care about your kids' education? It doesn't matter. Labels just don't matter anymore. And I think Trump has blown up labels. What it means to be a conservative, what it means to be a Republican, what it means to be a Democrat. No one really cares.
Right. What it means to be a liberal. Because I would argue that the neoliberals are somewhat like neocons. In a sense, they've kind of joined forces. What does it mean to be liberal? What does it mean to be conservative? I agree with you. Trump kind of blew that all up. And I think it's good. It's good to have these discussions. And again, that's kind of like what I've been thinking about. And I wanted to pose that to all the people here because I don't know what it means to be a conservative anymore.
And my answer to that is it doesn't really matter.
No, that's a great point. It doesn't. It really doesn't
matter. Labels don't matter. You know, there's a political group called No Labels, which tries to find elected officials who will agree to be extremely bipartisan and strip away the label of Republican or Democrat and work with either side depending on what the issue is. And stripping away labels, I think it's good for the future of our country, because people get so pigeonholed into, I'm a Republican, I'm a Democrat, I'm a conservative. And again, it doesn't make any difference. What's really important is the end result of what your policies produce. That is really what matters in the long run.
Yeah, I agree. Well, listen, thanks for joining us. I really
appreciate it.
Myra Adams, my good friend. Check out her stuff. Where can people see your stuff?
Well, right now I just have a piece that went up today on bizpacreview.com, which is one of the most growing conservative sites there is.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show, and we'll have you back soon. Myra Adams. All right. The madness and the mayhem return in a moment. Do not go anywhere.
Thank you for tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
water is the single most important thing your body needs. So you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.